Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guy's quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. They say what gets measured gets managed. That's why they measure everything, so they can manage it. I've used that principle a lot in my life, especially at the gym. Too many people go to the gym thinking that they should weigh themselves after every workout. They believe their weight measures fitness, so that's what they measure, and that's what they manage. But that's silly. For one, my goal is to be so manly that I walk into a room and people throw themselves at my feet. It ruins the effect if they have to pick me up and estimate my weight first. Besides, weight doesn't measure studliness. Working out builds muscle, which is heavy. Now, athletic you might actually weigh more than sit on the couch and eat bonbons you. I found that measuring muscles directly gives a better idea of body shape. Out of respect for the listener, I will omit the obvious lowbrow joke about size being what matters. I also measure my exercise itself. Each week, I either do more reps or more weight on each exercise. I am very, very proud. After 8 months with my current trainer, last week I did 5 wide grip and 7 close grip pull-ups unassisted. I am truly the manly man that I always dreamed of becoming. I am very proud. After 8 months with my current trainer, last week I did 5 wide grip and 7 close grip pull-ups unassisted. I am truly the manly man I always dreamt of becoming. But there's more to measure than just my manliness. Measurements can help you get better at what you do. The only question is, which measurements do you choose? Measurements help you get better. In 7th grade, I discovered computers and fell in love with computers, that is. Thinking ahead, it seemed that typing would be a very important skill, so I signed up for touch typing. Every day, we would measure how many words per minute we could type, and we'd also measure how many mistakes we made. Every day, we would try to boost the words per minute and reduce the number of mistakes. It became clear that boosting words per minute often introduced new mistakes, which actually lowered our overall words per minute. Thanks to the measurements, we eventually worked out the winning strategy for improvement. Concentrate on accuracy and reducing mistakes first, and then with practice and attention, the speed would follow. By the final exam, my speed was 72 words per minute on a manual typewriter. Measurement works! I proudly proclaimed, someday I'll use measurement to do 5 wide grip and 7 close grip pull-ups. My teacher was very impressed. He also didn't believe me, and he made me take the test again. But yes, indeedy, 72 words per minute. If your job involves a lot of typing, measuring and boosting your typing speed could make a huge difference. If I could boost my typing speed from 72 words a minute to 102 words a minute, that 30 extra words a minute is 1,800 extra words an hour, or 14,000 extra words a day, or an entire book every week. Of course, that does assume that I do nothing but type continuously, but you see how quickly it adds up? For a writer or a heavy user of computers, words per minute is huge. Now, how did I get the extra speed? I switched to an electric typewriter and now computer keyboards. When moving to the Dvorak keyboard layout instead of QWERTY, my speed stayed the same, but muscle fatigue reduced dramatically. And recently, I bought a DOS keyboard computer keyboard with cherry brown mechanical switches. Having the right tactile feedback noticeably boosted my typing speed again. Measurements also help you estimate. Measuring typing speed helps get good at typing, but typing is just one building block. Good writing also involves outlining and researching and editing and formatting. When I wrote Get It Done Guy's 9 Steps to Work Less and Do More, I wrote for a week, and then I edited my work so that it was finished draft quality. Then I measured. Dividing the word count into the number of hours that I spent writing and editing, it turns out that my finished draft speed is roughly 400 final quality words per hour. The outline had been done before that week, so the 400 words per hour doesn't include outlining time. I've tried many things to boost this number, but at the end of the day, it is surprisingly consistent, and that is a very good thing. If Get Fit Guy Ben Greenfield were to hire me to write an 800-word article on becoming a manly man pull-up stud, it takes mere moments to envision my major points. Haha, says my brain, that article can be done in 5 minutes. Yeah, thank you, brain, but history is more reliable. No matter how trivial it sounds to write an article about becoming a manly man pull-up stud, this is at least a 2-hour job. And I know that because measurement tells me that product quality writing takes me an hour for every 400 words. Now you try. Choose an activity that occupies a lot of your time. Working out, typing, reading, writing, making prospecting calls, carving exciting sculptures out of recycled chairs. Track your output for a week. Then divide that by the amount of time that it took so you'll know your average productivity of that task. Now, when you have to estimate how long something will take, you will be able to estimate accurately. I walked into the office today, and a young man I didn't recognize ran over and threw himself at my feet. Thanks to measurements, my workouts are working! Yay!
Sorry for the informality,
he said as he stood up. Wait, he's standing up? He's not supposed to stand up until I acknowledge his admiration.
You almost stepped on my contact lens, but I rescued it. I'm MG, the new intern.
He's shaking my hand with a very firm handshake. He must work out, so he'll appreciate my measurement goals. Pleased to meet you, MG. I'm Stever. I did 5 wide grip and 7 close grip pull-ups today.
Oh, that's very impressive,
he said with a sincere smile. Ah, MG and I are going to be great friends.
Oh, I started there too. Now I do 4 sets of 8 wide grip and 8 close grip pull-ups every day. You'll get there if you just keep at it. I know you can do it.
Oh, so that's how it's going to be? Game on, MG. Game on. This is Stever Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook. I help high achievers accelerate or change careers by uncovering the skills and strengths that they've used in their life that are valued by the people who can help them get ahead. If you want to know more, visit steverrobbins.com. That's steverrobbins.com. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.